Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ram Shooter. It sounds like I sing that introduction, doesn't it? But I actually really do talk like this. If you ever go for drinks with me, and our co-host today has been for lots of them, you will know that I really, really do sing the way I talk. Hey, let's welcome our co-host, our favourite, Mr. Lena Dixon. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am. Hello, Mr. Shooter. Oh, it's a beautiful Tuesday.
It is a beautiful day. Miss D, I really do sound this ridiculous in real life, yes?
Oh, absolutely. You do. When you're at a table having drinks, I think it gets even more sing-songy.
We love to sing, Miss D. You love to
we
sing
do.
Too.
We do. We love a musical.
Go to karaoke with Miss D. When you visit New York, Naughties, text me, text Miss D. Miss D is the karaoke queen. What's your to-go-to song?
Oh, Total Eclipse of the Heart, baby.
Oh,
I need you now tonight.
Jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
It's tea time.
Big breaking story at the top of the show. Really tragic story. Lisa Marie Presley was reportedly once again taking opioids and was on an extreme weight loss regime in the lead up to her death. So now there are reports that she was taking opioids and lost a large amount of weight 2 months prior to her death. Sources are telling TMZ that she was also on a very strict diet and underwent the knife to get plastic surgery and took weight loss pills to help her feel the best she could for the award season. So remember, Elvis was up for tons of awards. She wanted to go to all those award shows and look fantastic. An insider told TMZ that she dropped about 50 pounds, in 6 weeks, 6 weeks before the Golden Globes, where she did appear quite frail. If you remember, Billy Bush got the last interview with her on the red carpet, and he said she seemed to be uneven in her balance, her speech was slow, and definitely something was off to Billy. So now we're finding out tons of new details: opioids, plastic surgery, weight loss pills. Misty, this is painting a very, very ugly picture.
You know, we say that we should age gracefully, but our society is so youth-obsessed and how thin you are. I can understand that she wanted to look her best. She's going to be in front of millions. But losing 50 pounds in 6 weeks is virtually impossible to do unless you take drastic measures. And when you do something like that, you're definitely putting your health at risk. So I understand her want to look her best, but this was a really challenging way to do it, and she took the gamble, and unfortunately, it didn't work out in her favor.
It didn't. I love how empathetic you always are, and you always find in someone's story the real humanity. I understand it too. If I was going to go to a big award show honoring my father, the movie is called Elvis. You know everybody's going to be looking at you as Elvis's only child. I think it's even harder for women, let me just say that, than men. And I think before the award show, she wanted to lose some weight, but she left it to the last minute. 6 weeks before an award show is not the time to start wanting to transform your body. You can do different things, buy a beautiful dress, get a great hair and makeup team, but you're not going to lose 50 pounds in 6 weeks unless you do something really, really drastic. Now we're finding out too that the will is being contested. So Priscilla Presley, her mommy, is saying that she does not believe the authenticity and the validity of her daughter's will and is asking a judge to declare that the will is fraudulent. And we're finding out as well that Lisa Marie was millions of dollars in debt towards the end of her life. When she died, she owed about $4 million. But get this, she took out a life insurance policy, one for $25 million and another for $10 million. There might have even been a third policy for $10 million. So that's $35 million we are looking at there. She owed about four. What the fight is really over now is obviously that $35 million is a lot of money, but the fight is about who controls Elvis's estate. Graceland is worth about $500 million, $500 million. That's going to go to her three daughters. Priscilla wants to make sure that until the daughters come of age, remember the twins are only 14, Priscilla wants a say in it. I think she was Elvis's wife. Yes, they were divorced. She should probably have a say in the trust too. But Miss D, this is going to get really ugly, isn't it?
Yeah. Whenever there's money and it's that kind of money, I mean, people fight over much less. So when you're talking millions of dollars, it's going to be tough. But I think you said what really matters. It's about the children and what's in their best interest. And as long as people can keep that top of mind, but I know money makes people do crazy things.
That's
so
right.
We're going to have to just keep our eyes open, our ears glued, and sometimes clutch our pearls over what's going to go down.
You are absolutely right. Hey, we want to know what you have to say about this. Let's go to our poll of the day. Lisa Marie Presley was taking opioids reportedly and lost 50 pounds in the weeks before her death. Are you surprised by all this? I thought, because she's been really honest in the past about her drug use, maybe I was just being optimistic. I thought she'd turn that corner. I thought those demons were in the past, although her son did commit suicide 2 years ago, and some people are saying she died of a broken heart, so maybe she was using the opioids to comfort herself. Just so sad. There's nothing good about this story at all, but we want to know what you think. Are you surprised that once again Lisa Marie had turned to opioids? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Miss D, what are you working on?
Well, I've got a message from Britney Spears to everybody out there in the universe. She is not having a breakdown. She deleted her Instagram account, and her fans got so worried that they actually called the cops to her house. So she basically went on Instagram. She posted a picture of a pink rose covered in dew. And she said, since everyone thinks they know my story, think again. Mm. And she had this long, lengthy caption. Basically, she said, I'm not having a breakdown. I am who I am. I'm moving forward in my life. And I've never felt better. What's going on with Britney is she's still trying to figure out who she is after being in a conservatorship for 14 years where somebody else decided how she lived her life.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to figure out what can I do? What are the opportunities that I can take? And I just have to figure it out on my own time in my own way. What do you think, Rob? Cops to her house?
I think the fans' reaction is coming from a good place. I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I think people are mostly good. And so I think the fans really just love her. And when she disappears, they get worried, maybe too worried. But we've got to let Britney live her life. And once again, the Britney that the fans want isn't the entire Britney. She's a very complicated person. We know about her struggles with mental health. And so let's give her a little bit of space to be Britney. And when she makes mistakes, we all do, but she's going to make them in the spotlight. Let her make them. And if she wants to disappear from social media, let her. She doesn't owe us anything. We bought her music. We danced to it. We sang to it. I love seeing her live, but I don't own Britney Spears. Britney owns Britney Spears, thankfully, after 13 years of fighting to get her rights back. I say everybody should just take a step back and let Britney be Britney.
Absolutely. And that's what she's saying. She's saying, look, she said, look, I took my Instagram down and it's back because I can. Mm. And that's what she wants everybody to understand. She can do what she wants because she a grown woman.
No explanation needed. As we say here on the Naughty But Nice show, everybody remember, no is a complete sentence. No. Mm-hmm. That's all she needs to say. No. Team Britney, this story was wild. So Pam Anderson has a new documentary out and she talks about being one of the most famous people in the world, but having financial troubles. So the image of Pam was splashed everywhere back in the day. She's still such a legend, yet she was in financial trouble for most of her life. Pam talks about turning down $5 million for that infamous stolen sex tape. So long before Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton, it was Pam Anderson that really invented the celebrity sex tape. She was offered $5 million for that and she said no. Playboy, she did the centerfold of Playboy, and she says the models never get rich from that. Also too, Pam was sort of pushed out of her royalties for the most famous thing she ever did, Baywatch. So when she was doing Baywatch, she didn't really have an agent or anybody really looking after her. So she sort of negotiated her own deal. Everybody thinks she made hundreds of millions of dollars, and that is not true. The director of this new documentary, which is just great, said he didn't realize until about mid-shoot that she didn't have the money that everybody, including he, thought she had. They were eating out together in Vegas, and Pam insisted on paying, and as she handed over her credit card, she said half jokingly, it's always half a joke, which means the other half is the truth, she said, "Don't be concerned if my credit card sometimes doesn't work." Can you imagine?
Oh, Pamela Anderson. Well, first of all, a little tidbit for all of you. I can tell you that Pamela Anderson is in New York City and is set to make a surprise appearance at her Netflix documentary showing tomorrow. So I'm going to go and just see how fantastic she looks. So
yes,
just a little tidbit for you. When it comes to money and you're young and everything's getting paid for, everybody's telling you yes, you're not thinking about your finances 10, 15, 20 years into the future. She did turn down taking money for that video. She says that video, it basically traumatized her, and she was re-traumatized by the Hulu documentary, which kind of inspired her to do this Netflix documentary to talk about her life from her own standpoint, not someone else's. And I'm glad to know that her son, Brandon Lee, is a producer on the documentary series, because that way the money stays in the family.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to keep control, as long as your family is up and up.
Yes.
That's a great way to keep control of your money and know where your dollars are.
I remember when you texted me, and we were both going to go together and I couldn't go, when you went for dinner with Pam Anderson at Balthazar. And I said to you, I was like, "Miss D, I warned you." I remember saying, "Be careful you don't get stuck with the check." And I'm not saying Pam's cheap. That wasn't what I was saying. I was saying that she doesn't have the money people think. I know people around Pam, and she's very generous, but she can't just buy dinner for all these people because she doesn't have it. Remember when I warned you, I was like, just make sure you got your credit card so you pay for yourself, but don't be offering
to pay for
the table.
I didn't have to pay for dinner. I did pay for car service to go back to the hotel, but that was my treat. But luckily, dinner was on other people. Maybe not Pam, but somebody else picked up the check.
Hey, what's going on with J-Lo? Mark Antony has remarried. Somebody did not attend the wedding and people are gossiping about it. What's going on?
Well, Jennifer Lopez's child, Emma Muniz, did not go to the father's wedding. So basically, the child was spotted out with their mother and stepdad. Obviously, that's Ben Affleck. And they were on a movie date. And basically, Mark Anthony, at the same time, was getting married to Nadia Ferreira. So the 14-year-old was seen walking with Jen and Ben and his daughter, Serafina, and son, Samuel, in Los Angeles. This happened on Saturday. Em's brother, Max, was not seen with the bunch, nor was Ben's eldest daughter, Violet. However, the blended family seemed to be having a very good time out and about. It was probably a very nice day in Los Angeles. Mark Anthony did tie the knot with Nadia. She's 23 years old. And there were celebrity guests in attendance that included Victoria and David Beckham. Wow. Not too shabby. And his sons, Christian and Ryan, were there, who are his children with his ex-wife, Dayanara Torres, and they were at the wedding. So, you know, we've seen this happen where sometimes kids don't go to one family parent's wedding, which I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that. You only get married maybe 3, 4, 5 times. You know, right. You want your children to be there.
Well, I'd go just to see Victoria Beckham. I mean, I've got to be honest. David Beckham and Victoria, I'm going to that wedding. I want to stare at the two of them. It's difficult, isn't it, when your parents get remarried after they've been married a few times. Do you go? Not going makes a real statement. Let's just leave it there. Hey, quickly, before we get a break, talking about children of celebrities, Andrew Hsu's son has put up a very cryptic post amid the Amy Robach and TJ Holmes official split from GMA3. So Andrew Hsu is still married to Amy Robach. They're getting a divorce. Now she's dating TJ, who's still married too. Him and his wife are getting a divorce. So Andrew Hsu has said nothing. TJ has said nothing. Amy has said nothing. But Andrew's son seems to be making a point. So shortly after it was announced that Amy and TJ were leaving GMA3, he posted a GIF of Jimmy Fallon. So in the clip, Fallon is gesturing with his hands while a caption reads, quote, "Let's just move on." I think he wants to just move on. We get the message here. He's called Nate. He's absolutely adorable. He's Andrew's son from a former marriage. He's not Amy's biological son, but obviously they had a blended family. I think she has 2-3 daughters from a former marriage. Andrew has a couple of sons. You forget, when couples break up, celebrity couples too, it involves everybody in the family, including the kids. Hey, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Mr. Hey, Mr. Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
Yesterday, thank you, we talked about TJ Holmes and Amy Robach packing on the PDA after their official GMA exit. Naughty question, will they last? The pictures yesterday were full on. They were excited to see each other. They've blown up their careers for this love. And should we be happy about it? Should we not? But the question, that's a different question. The question yesterday was, will they last? 80% said no. They won't last. Well, it depends what last means. I mean, they're going to last 6 weeks, 6 months. Will they last 6 years? I don't know. I'm sort of rooting for them. Where are you on this, Miss D?
Well, they have to think of what they're going to do next to pay their bills. But look, they've established themselves as the next celebrity reality couple. So I think they're going to stay together because it's good for their careers. If they break up, where's the story?
Right.
So they're going to last as long as it takes to make sure they milk this relationship. That's where I stand.
You heard it here first. Thank you, Ms. D. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Martha Stewart. Now, she is 81 years old, and she showed off some selfies of her great skin and put a unfiltered, no face lip. Okay. And so she's saying, skin looking good after a mostly dry January. Basically, I'm doing the Pilates every other day and absolutely no re-imaging. Now, of course, you would think people would be happy. 81 and you're posting a selfie, but some people were like, oh, Martha Stewart, not quite fair. You've got a lot of money, so you can make sure that you look amazing because of all your financial resources. And of course, you know what? She can. I mean, she earned that money fair and square, most of it. And so why shouldn't she? So she basically said, look, These are unfiltered selfies that that her smooth skin isn't the result of a facelift or some work being done. She basically just does a great diet. She makes sure that she's getting amazing facials, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she drinks plenty of water.
Oh, brilliant. And so she's gorgeous. I've met her many, many times. She really is just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful person. I notice the day now. I notice the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Oh, these Real Housewives. So they're doing these spin-off girl trip shows. They're filming one at the moment. Brandi Glansville is there from the Beverly Hills show. Caroline Manzo from the New Jersey. Brandi inappropriately kissed Caroline on the girl trip. They were in Morocco, and I'm sure there was lots of drink. There was a party and multiple kisses without consent. So it was unwanted, and Caroline was distressed over the matter and didn't seem to be able to get Brandi to stop. So things got really quite serious, and that's when production had to step in, and they sent Brandi home that evening. Caroline decided she didn't want to stay either, and she left. These housewives.
Let's
end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
As well as
being a gossip columnist, I'm a best-selling author and an expert in motivation and behavioural change. And today I wanted to give you something to think about. So get into the habit of cheering yourself and your friends on. Because the only reason you can't be happy for other people is because you can't be happy for yourself. There, I said it. Ooh. If you can't be happy for yourself, you can't be happy for other people. So how do we fix this? You've got to start being kind to yourself. Be the first person to jump to your feet and cheer when your friends succeed. I was not born this way. I used to get very jealous of people when they were doing better than me, and I stopped it because I realised the only reason I couldn't be happy for Miss D, for my friends, is because I couldn't be happy for myself. Now I can be happy for me, and that allows me to be happy for my friends. Miss D, you've always been very good at this.
Yeah, it's so important to support the people that love you, and they support you back. And the more love you give, the more it returns. So whenever I'm feeling kind of down about myself, that's the perfect time to just call a friend and tell them how incredible they are, because just their reaction reminds me how great a person I am as well. Mm. So do it, spread it, and let it come back to you.
Amen. That is it for today. What a wonderful note to end on. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D show, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.